Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey fuckos and fuckettes, our live show in Melbourne on the 19th of February at the Comedy Republic at 5:30 p.m. hasn't been cancelled, and I'll be honest, I'm a little gobsmacked. Genuinely shocked. I was that confident it would not go ahead. I had organised a weekend away with some mates. Look, I'll read the text, okay? Sent, 23rd Jan, 1735. Hello. Would you and your wife like to come to a weekend away on the weekend of Feb 19/20? The plan is to head down on the Friday evening, then back on Sunday. It's a walk to the beach and it's all free. Our friend's parents own the house. I replied at 17:38. It took me all of 3 minutes to make the decision. Of course we would. I'm performing my stupid comedy show on the 19th, but I doubt that will go ahead, so put us down as a yes. Well, don't I look like a big fucking idiot? 20 tickets are left, link in the show notes. If you were holding out for the Melbourne International Comedy Fest to see us live, well, you're shit out of luck. We didn't even register. Practically forgot it was even happening. Fuck us, I guess.
You're listening to the Sans Fans Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, part one of a Plumbing the Death Star miniseries, Plumline. The lion should not fuck the lamb. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we're asking important questions. Is it better to be a vampire or a werewolf?
So in Twilight, you are presented with two possible
warring
paths.
Factions.
Yeah. Warring factions in the little wee town of Forks.
Forks.
USA.
Where is Forks?
Yeah, who cares? It's
we
up in the
watched
east.
Way too much Twilight.
It's, and somehow none of it sunk in.
It's cold and shit.
Yeah. I looked over at Zabbit's
laptop hoping to find an answer, and all I could see in big words was Jacob Black. I don't know what's going on.
Literally last night, me and Zabbit watched Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, if I blinked, I lost track of what was happening.
It was great because we were watching it. My wife was also there watching it with us. We and Jack were riffing. We've been like, why is this and this? Like asking just genuine questions. Yeah. Like, this doesn't make sense. And she's like, are you not paying attention? they answer this in the film literally 10 minutes ago.
We're like, oh yeah, we aren't paying attention.
Fox actually, is in Washington.
Washington, of course.
D.C.
So yeah, you can be either a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Twilight vampire.
Yes.
Or a werewolf. A Dracula or a wolfman, okay? Obviously. And each one comes with certain powers and certain negatives.
100%. Now, usually, if we're talking about, like, the classic, say, the Hammer movie monster vampire or werewolf, I would always choose werewolf.
Yeah.
But now we're presented with the Twilight.
Why are you not picking werewolf in Twilight?
Well,
well, I get to be a hunk.
I mean,
all
yes.
right. Well, you can, no, okay. You know what?
I hadn't finished saying anything.
No, don't worry, Joel Zammit. Jackson is so firm on the fact he wants to be a werewolf. So, all right.
Yeah.
Werewolf, why?
Get to be a hunk.
Mm-hmm. No.
That
pause was so mean.
I mean,
that pause with both of you being like, how do we tell him? How do we tell him?
But look at the...
Like,
don't I get wolf muscles?
I mean, yes.
Yeah,
but also, if
look
you're a
at the
vampire, you get vampire muscles.
Yeah, but if I'm a vampire that comes with a bunch of negatives, I don't want. Okay,
but look at the family of wolves.
Uh huh.
like they're all
hunks.
They're all hunks.
I don't know. Some of their heads probably could be better.
Yeah, well, okay, we're not saying they have their heads right now. It's Jackson's face.
It's got to be my head.
It's like, imagine if Jack was ripped.
Yeah, and tanned to hell. I'm going to look great, man, with my wolf body and
the
my jean shorts.
The idea of you with pecs and a tan makes me literally sick.
Plus, now my blood temperature is through the roof.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
I'm so warm all the time.
Always warm all the time.
That's bad.
He's wearing jorts in like a mountain. What I don't understand is, because it's not just like your temperature is like hot all the time. It's just like there is, I don't know if there's like a temperature regulation, because you are equally hot in like a peak of a mountain as you are in the valley, as you are in your home, as you are. So I don't understand at any point. It's like, are you just always, say, a comfortable 40 degrees?
Yeah, I must. Does that mean that in Australia,
body temperature, I guess, rather than being like the 38.5, whatever it's meant to be, is just way higher than that?
Does that mean on like a 40 degree, like in Forks, it's not a problem for Jacob because it's so cold up there. But down here in Australia, when it hits 40 degrees, do I just die?
Well, no, because that would be matching your current body temperature,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I mean, 38 degrees for us feels fucking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I not going to feel hotter?
Yeah.
Am I not just sitting here panting like a dog?
Well, you're a werewolf, so that's fine.
Is it better to be a wolf when it's hot?
I don't know.
I mean, you got more fur. I mean,
Boys, I need to cool down. Take me in the backyard, shave me clean, and wash me down with a hose.
Because surely, you run real hot, so you kind of want... You're the opposite of a lizard right now.
I am the opposite of a lizard.
Because you don't want to be basking in the sun. You want to be cool. You're a husky. You want to be in the snow.
Well, yeah, because like... there's only two times that Jake's body temperature being too high plays into it. Yeah. It explains why he's always running around shirtless.
Mm-hmm.
And in jorts.
And in jorts.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, they give up on that.
But I don't know if it explains the jorts. It explains the shorts. Not the jorts.
Shorts and no shirt.
Yeah.
And it also sets up the beautiful scene of Jacob cocking Edward directly
absolutely.
In front of him. And then,
So your internal temperature is 42 degrees Celsius.
So you're 4 degrees higher.
So you're 42 degrees Celsius.
That kills a human being, but not a me.
Yeah.
A wolf man.
Yeah, but you've had a fever before, right? That's like less than 1 degree hotter.
Yeah. But he's a wolf man. So
Jacob doesn't seem to be bothered by it.
Also, I don't know
if this Forks, wasn't
presented in the films, but it is in the books.
Okay.
Is that Jacob, when he becomes a bit more mature and becoming a bit more of a wolf boy, hits a growth spurt where he goes from, I think it's like 5'10" to 6'7".
I'm going to be so tall.
I wish they did that in the
movie. Me too. It's so sad awesome. That it didn't happen in the film.
Taylor Lautner would
as
look
as a 6'7" man.
He would tower over Edward.
I'd be a giant.
Yeah.
Well, that also would change the dynamic so much, because like the whole thing in Twilight, like anytime you see Jacob and Edward talking, mm-hmm. Edward's like kind of
towers over him a little bit. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay. And it gives Jacob like the powerless, like I'm smaller than you, but I'm like angry runt power. Yeah. But if he's 6'7",
he's like, I could just eat you. I could eat you whole, Edward.
I wouldn't even need to turn into a wolf. I can do it right now.
Yeah.
I just gape my mouth and go down.
But yeah, it's so good that Jacob takes off his shirt and gets into bed with Bella.
It's the best, one of the best scenes in the movie. It's
and
awesome.
Edward's like, at least keep your thoughts clean. And he's like, nah.
I'm going to keep thinking about fucking your woman. What do you think about that?
In the same movie, she says she also is in love with me. And also, I give her I assault her and she punches me. And that's bad.
Yeah.
But then later on, when I'm going to go kill myself, she kisses me. And then I'm thinking about how sick it is. And that happened sick. Because my thoughts were... The movie kind of makes it seem like I was screaming those thoughts.
Yeah.
Movie is also like 16?
Yeah, she's
an adult.
No, she's not 18 yet. She's 17.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, her birthday. Yeah, no, the birthday happens later, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, also, 16 and 18...
Not great.
No, because it's not like he just turned 16. So the age gap would be less than 2 years.
Yeah. Do we think if I became a wolf boy, Because the wolf boys become wolf boys when there's heaps of vampires around, right? It's like a response to vampires.
Yes.
That's why there's all the wolf boys come in the last two films, because they go wolf boy mode because there's heaps of vampires coming.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a natural response of wolf boys to become wolf boys when there's vampires. So if I become a natural enemy of a wolf boy, a shapeshifter, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if I became a wolf boy in the studio today, right, would that mean there were vampires around?
Well, yeah, it's probably going to mean that one of us later in this episode is going to be a vampire.
Okay. So, like, you do get extra benefits in terms of like your abilities. One, you do get to transform into wolf, which is
kind of
great.
Awesome. That's
you
sick.
Are very fast.
I'm so fast.
You are
right
so
now.
Fast. Like strength, you're just genuinely a stronger person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think both in human form and wolf form.
That's
which
cool.
is really good. Your senses become heightened.
Yeah, I know who's farting.
Exactly. That's good. Basically,
you're not asking anymore. Who farted? That's a thing of the past. You know,
you can see
I just know.
And hear things from miles away.
I know who farted in such a radius around me.
I can tell you who farted next suburb.
You also stink to vampires, so that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good. Well, I probably stink to people too.
Yeah, you smell like wet dog. Wet shaved dog.
So some, I guess, negatives though. Vampire. Sorry, the werewolf.
I thought this was going to all be good.
Yeah. Is first off, there's a whole like the pack behavior, like the pack structure. So you do have to bow down to your alpha.
That's all right. Because Jackson already does that.
Okay.
Who's my alpha?
I don't know. Anyone. You're a spineless worm. If anyone challenges, challenges you about anything.
The benefit though is you don't have to think for yourself.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What the alpha wants.
Fuck. Yeah. That suits Jackson perfectly.
That's a win. Somebody tells me where to go, I go there.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Sam, you come into me, you're like, Jackson, who farted in a 20-mile radius? I tell you like that, dude.
Yeah.
Why are you my alpha? You're not even a dog man.
I might be. I haven't picked yet.
However, you do share thoughts with other wolf folks. You can't keep your thoughts to yourself, which you might not hate, but everyone's going to hate.
Yeah, that's bad for everyone else. It's fine for me.
Yeah. Just think about cleaning his asshole with his tongue again.
Yeah, imagine. Like, it would be bad, but I could get it so clean. I wish you'd never become a dog man, Jackson.
It sucks.
Here's a question. If I clean my asshole as a dog, you know, because dogs will lick their own assholes.
Yeah.
Does my human asshole become clean?
It's the same asshole.
I mean, because it's the fecal.
Is it?
Well, it's a wolf asshole.
It's the wolf's asshole. It's not my asshole. Yeah.
However, it's the fecal matter around your asshole that you're cleaning.
If I do a wolf's shit, and then I become a guy again,
Do I have wolf shit
on my bum?
Yeah, well, did you wipe?
I'm a wolf.
Oh, you have a tongue.
Okay, yes, I clean myself as a wolf.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You'd be clean.
What if I eat a rabbit as a wolf?
Yeah.
Then I become a guy.
Yeah.
Do I have a rabbit in my guts? Whole rabbit in my guts?
Yeah.
I gotta become a wolf quickly.
not really. What?
Like a whole rabbit in my stomach is gonna be bad for me. That's a lot of bones.
Well. Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But you would have chomped it up enough and you would have, like, again, maybe is that to do with like, your 42 degree body heat? You kind of metabolize.
Did you swallow it whole? Because that would have sucked for the wolf, too.
They are huge.
I swallowed it whole.
That werewolf could probably do that because it's huge and its throat would be so big.
Exactly. So then if I become me again, I got a whole fucking rabbit in my stomach.
I think it would metabolize very quickly. Like you'd burn through it quite quickly.
But even as a guy?
I would say, because you got the 42 degree.
Hot guts.
That's cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of benefits to this.
A negative, though, is you're going to go through a heap of clothes.
Yeah.
Unless.
I'll just be nude.
You become nude, all the time. Or you take off your clothes before you transform.
Yeah, I'll just be a nude.
Jacob sometimes does.
I'll just be naked. That's fine.
Or you're going through so many jorts.
Yeah. No, I'd just be like, I'm a nudist now for practical reasons.
Yeah, and just in case I want to turn into a wolf at any time. Yeah. Like I see a rabbit.
I just wear a cock sock.
Yeah, that's clever as well. I mean, why not go the whole hog?
I feel like
that's just more for others, not for me.
Because if you got a cock sock on, you already have broken the laws of dignity.
Well, I can.
Like, I feel like that if a police officer is going to come up to you and be like, "That's indecent exposure," you're copping it whether there's a sock or not.
Well, then I just turn a werewolf or a wolf
eat the police.
Yeah, is there a problem here? I was like, "Oh,
no problem." Yeah, no, there isn't.
Not anymore.
The problem is, I ate you.
Yeah. I guess you're going through clothes, but I guess you are a nudist. But again, what about going to the shops though? Are you going to put pants on?
Well, I just won't need to go to the shops anymore.
I mean, why are you going to the shops for? You're not going to go buy clothes.
Oh, I'm hungry, imagine.
Yep.
I become a big wolf.
Yeah, eat a
I
whole
go
rabbit.
Eat someone's dog or a rabbit or whatever. Come back in, back to me naked with a whole dog in my stomach. Boys, take me to the ambulance. I fucked up big time. You said, Jackson, become a dog again. I say, I forget how. I'm panicking. The ability is gone. Call an ambulance.
I'm too scared thinking about this whole dog in my gut.
He's like, oh, I'm going to go hunting. All right, off he goes. Why is he running towards town? Why is he running into that person's backyard? Did I just hear a yip?
Oh, God, he's running back. He's crying. What's wrong? Call an ambulance. I'm in trouble. Doctor, you're going to have to do the craziest surgery you've ever done in your life.
Did no one take him? We go hunting deer.
There's deer out in the bush. I don't understand. I ate the dog whole and still wriggling around in there. Still a chance you can save it. It's barking. Okay? It's biting my belly from the inside. Please call an ambulance. I may seem very calm, but believe you me, I am panicking. Yeah, so that's a downside.
That's a downside.
But that's on me.
A plus is you are immune to vampire venom.
Awesome.
So that's
Tonga turned into a vampire.
And I could probably like fall off high shit now and get hit by buses and be fine, right?
No, if you want that, you've picked the wrong one.
You can do that. Why can't I do that as a werewolf? I mean, it'll hurt me. No, that's fair. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Again, there's a scene in the movie where not Jacob, the other one gets crushed.
Edward, yeah, by a car. He crosses a car.
No,
you're thinking of Superman.
No. Edward does stop the car, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you see a wolf get crushed, like as in.
They squeeze a wolf and
its bones break. That's what would happen if you got hit by a car, too.
Yeah, that's a shame.
But Edward, you see, as you famously just recalled, stop a car.
Yeah, that's true.
And Bella's all like, what
the heck?
It's crazy that if Edward didn't decide he loved Bella at that point, she'd be dead.
He'd just watch it get pasted and be like, well, human lives mean nothing to me, so that's fine.
I'm 108.
You're basically like a dog I know. And, someone ate a whole dog the other day. And the lion ate the lamb whole. Yeah, whatever.
Do I desire to eat people as a wolf man?
You have no desire to. In fact, you're part of a tribe. You're part of a community.
Okay.
You would be very much probably frowned upon if you ate people. In fact, your whole...
I mean, you'd be frowned upon if you ate someone's dog, too. Also, I think
the whole like ethos behind that particular tribe is that you're protecting humans. So you've got a job.
Oh, my God. This has become
humans.
A bit of a bore. It's become a bit of a chore.
Yeah, you've got...
You're not an alpha. You're one of the...
And you fucking idiot. You picked the not renegade one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But aren't I by myself? I'm just me.
He can become a Sigma male.
I'm a Sigma male. I'm a lone wolf.
Okay. Have fun.
Yeah, but if you are a Sigma male, you do end up getting cut off from the communication from the rest of everybody.
Whatever.
And they might want to, like, you know, attack you.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you'd be going onto their territory or whatever.
Yeah.
Because
they're
very territorial.
Yeah, I can deal with that. Yeah. I'm tough.
I think you'd be like, I guess, ran out of the like your territory.
Yeah, you wouldn't live in Forks anymore. Yeah.
Well, I'd come live here with you guys.
Okay.
I don't think maybe a downside, maybe an upside. I don't know. This is how you imprinting. How do you feel about loving someone that you have zero control over?
As long as it's not a fetus.
I got some very bad news for you.
It can, in fact, apparently be a human egg.
Yeah. You can fall in love with, like, your future love's mum because you get a bit confused.
I would never know if I was in love with anyone. I would have... if I met somebody and I was like, oh, I'm in love with you, I'd be like,
because you know it. You know when you imprint.
Is another thing that is directly addressed in the movies. You know.
Well, but Jacob doesn't know until the baby comes out.
No, but he knows.
No, he knows. He's got some feelings for Bella because, like, I like her, I care about her.
But he knows.
But then he says
it's not imprinting. Yeah. He knows it's not imprinting.
Yeah, he, in fact, tells her he hasn't imprinted.
Yeah. Well, then if I accidentally imprinted on somebody's fetus, I'd leave forever. I would be like, our friendship means a lot to me, but not this much. I have to go.
What's the baby's name? Renez Renesmee.
Renesmee.
When Renesmee, the freaky CGI baby comes out, you're like, I have to leave town.
No, you simply act as, because again, you can't leave town because you have such a close connection. Like Jacob can't really stray too far away from
Renesmee. I
jump
off a bridge.
Because no, but then you'd be leaving the one you imprinted alone.
Well, I set up a situation
where I get hit by a bus
by accident, in quotation marks.
Wake up back in Forks Hospital.
Shit.
It's just you kind of act like their big brother for a while, as opposed, because there's no romantic feelings there. However, they may develop later
on the horizon
when they come of age. Now, from memory, Renesmee comes of age because she ages quicker than a regular human.
Yeah.
I believe it's 7.
Yeah.
7.
I'm like, Bella, I got to look after your kid. Kill me.
And Bella, while I'm looking after your kid, I've just put a dog gun in.
You can use that whenever you want. It only kills dogs. I am a dog. Anyway, I'm looking after your kid.
Kill me.
Kill me, Bella. Please. I'm in a very fucked up situation.
And also, the imprinting has the ability to change who you are at a core level.
So, you've got no control anymore.
Because, Jacob hates vampires.
Yeah.
He always hates them. He's like, they are scum.
Even but then when he imprints, he's
like,
well,
that's a half vampire, and now I've got to change.
So every
completely.
Time I meet somebody that I'm mildly attracted to, I'm like, here's a dog gun, just in case.
Yeah, everyone you're mildly attracted to, you've got to be like, are they going to give birth to my future wife?
Hi, this has been a really nice date. There's a chance you'll give birth to my future wife. So here's a dog gun to kill me if that happens. Anyway, I hope to see you again. My Tinder profile is fucked up. Dog man.
Jackson,
hope I'm in love
30,
with you, not your fetus.
Dog man.
Maybe
I went out of this wolf boy situation.
Yeah, wolf boy situation, well, there are some benefits. Hot blood is
hot blood,
neat.
Hunk body.
Hunk body, jorts is great. I just think the negatives, like, I mean, look, they're very strong community band, you're bound very strong in that
that's
community.
Nice.
However, but that seems like forced.
Yeah.
I don't have a choice there. And plus, everyone can just like always know what you're thinking.
Yeah, that is bad. That's no good.
Which is no good, especially for you.
Yeah.
I don't want to know
your
thoughts.
With a terrible, terrible brain.
I'm thinking, what if humans laid eggs?
Yeah.
Are they assholes?
Yeah. And what if I ate those eggs? What would those eggs taste like?
Would that be cool? Would that be legal?
If you put on, say, shorts on my wolf form, and then I transformed back into man, would I still have those shorts, or would they be oversized and fall down, revealing my tiny penis?
Your tiny penis would be on display.
My tiny penis be on display? And like you just lean over like, yes, stop thinking about it. I'm just like, fuck, I forget you can read my thoughts about my tiny penis.
I don't want people to see it. You're imagining it right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm imagining a version of my tiny penis, not my tiny penis from real life.
Yeah, I'm just imagining what it
would
look like.
What I'm imagining is circumcised. Yeah. That's the only difference.
What I'm thinking of is me as a wolf turning in, like wearing shorts, which is pretty cool, and then turning into, but the shorts down my ankles.
Imagine,
now my tiny dick is on display, and now everyone from town is laughing at me. And I was once before a fearsome wolf.
It's funny to imagine me imagining you all laughing at me for seeing my tiny penis, which I am projecting to you mentally, so you are seeing it. Wow, it would suck if they saw my tiny penis. Jackson.
Stop imagining it.
Love of God.
I gotta tell you, I've told you before. We can read your thoughts.
Yeah.
Oh, no! I just zoom in on my tiny penis in my mind. Oh, no, I can't stop thinking about it! Fuck!
It's overpowering.
My tiny penis and wildly uneven nutsack on the wall.
All I'm thinking about. Distract me. Distract me. And you're all like, Jackson, stop thinking about it. Get me out of the room.
I have a square anus too. Can you see
that? I'm swiveling around. Why is it that shape?
Did you fuck a wombat? What the fuck?
It's square.
Who's always like that? I came out this way. Yeah, okay. Wolf Boy's wrong. A bad choice. Vampire must be better then.
Yes, correct. Well, so I would definitely roll in and pick Vampire.
Same.
Just like and this honestly kind of comes down to the poor decisions made by the Cullens versus what you could do if you took their good decisions and left alone their bad decisions.
Yeah.
Being a vampire is not too hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The negative of being a vampire is that, you know, you now have to feast on blood.
Yeah.
but you don't have to feast on human blood.
Well, although apparently human blood tastes way better.
It tastes
way sounds like you're going to feast on human blood, Joel. Sure.
No, I'm just saying, like, it is a challenge. It's not just like...
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, if there's... I mean, there's people aren't going to miss.
Yeah. There's some people in my life. Yeah. I would call them enemies.
Yeah. If someone eats the president.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Hey, Mr. Prime Minister, yeah. I'm hungry. Nom nom.
Hey, Malcolm Turnbull. How you doing?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
okay.
Fair.
So like the biggest downside of being a vampire, if you have very high morals and don't mm-hmm. want to kill somebody,
yeah.
is you have to eat a human for their blood. Mm-hmm. But you don't even have to eat them. You can simply just go to, say, a blood bank and rob the blood bank and start
that's
drinking
rude.
Blood.
People
smoothies.
Need that blood.
But they do need that, yes. So that's one
just
option.
Just eat rats.
That's the next thing. You can eat rats or deer or yeah. pumas.
Yeah.
So you
eat
could,
like a pig or something. What has surely this thing's enough way more blood than deer?
Like a cow, right?
What has the most blood?
Yeah. Whale.
Mosquitoes would just be like a little snack. You just pop in your mouth and spit out the rest of the bug. That's not much of a snack. There's not much blood in a mosquito.
Yeah, but it'd be like a...
Suck it on a cow would be all right.
Yeah.
Make the cow skinny because I drank all of the blood.
Yeah, of course.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, by the way, we have limited edition Plumlight merch available right now on our website, sanspantsradio.com/shop, and then just click on apparel. We've got two options of the Plumlight logo for our literate and illiterate friends, and two options for you to pick which, Joel, you want to pledge your allegiance to. For those wanting to throw their support behind JD, we have a Team Joel tee available. And for those of you who want to be in my corner, we have a Team Joel tee available. Let us know whose side you're on, Team Joel or Team Joel. Available now at sanspantsradio.com/shop.
Get cool golden eyes if I keep eating animal blood, but red eyes if I eat a guy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I guess that is a rough thing. You can see just by looking at a vampire's face if they're a murderer or not.
Yeah.
Which I shouldn't be the first.
Blood, yeah, so that's,
well, there you go.
Genius.
Into the sea.
Yeah,
sea,
I'm a wet vampire. So super fast, mm-hmm. super strong.
Sparkle in the sun, though.
Who cares?
That's cool.
Well, so you're just going to be open about it?
No. Well, the Volturi will come and kill me if I am.
But also, like, if someone sees, a human sees me in, like, sparkling.
I'm sweaty.
What happens? I got a cool makeup I put on.
Oh, okay. Every day?
I love shimmering makeup.
Yeah.
This is what I use.
Yeah, I guess that's an easy way to get away with it. That's fair. That checks out. Yeah.
Also, why am I hanging out with humans?
I thought you were going to be like, also, why am I hanging out with you, Jackson?
Yeah, hey, I'm a vampire and you're not seeing me ever again.
Yeah, why am I hanging out with humans?
Like, well, maybe you're not. No, I'm just
going to. They are dogs to me. I live so much.
I was just going to say, it's just one of the elements.
Forever, I guess, yeah. Unless someone beheads you and then sets you on fire.
My skin is like granite or something. Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat.
You're very cold all the time.
Yeah.
Very cold all the time.
That'd be good because I'm hot all the time.
Yeah.
Cool down, finally.
You do get a superpower, too.
And I might get a superpower.
Let's not forget. Oh, is it not a guarantee?
It's not a guarantee. Some vampires are X-Men. Some vampires are not X-Men.
Some vampires have them.
Yeah.
It is fucked up that to pick a vampire, you could also get control of the elements.
Yeah.
Like as a benefit.
Yeah. Just like, yeah.
I also get better posture.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Better posture. Yeah. But you have to manually breathe.
But no, I don't. That's just that's just more for humans.
Yeah, that's true.
So if I'm just like, you know, we're just going to form our own little vampire club that doesn't deal with human shit. Mm-hmm. We treat them like cattle because they're
they are.
Us, yeah. And I'm hungry, and their blood tastes great.
Mm-hmm.
Can vampires
just join the Volturi? Anyway, yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no. I don't know. Maybe they get
No, because in the first movie or the second movie, they make a big Italian dinner for Bella because they think she's Italian. You laugh. That scene happens. Fuck you.
It's pretty good.
I'm laughing, but it's still funny.
Yeah, okay.
How do they think she's Italian?
Because her name's Bella.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, vampires, you do become more beautiful.
Yeah.
Unlike, say, like a Jack, well, you don't get the growth spurt of being like a 6'7" mounted of a man.
Yeah. Which, again, would be fucked up for most people. That's
Yeah.
But you do get more beautiful. Your skin gets like a clearer. I guess your hair becomes more voluptuous.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, your posture gets better. You don't have to breathe anymore. No wrinkles. Yeah. They're gone.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I get fast. Like, again, I don't think we're as fast as a werewolf, but we're pretty fucking fast.
Yeah, very.
I get to play baseball in thunder.
Yeah, because if you hit the ball too hard,
makes a crack.
Yeah, it's no good. I would invent
a new sport called night baseball, where we would be kings.
But you're inventing the sport. Do you mind that you're stepping out of society? Because you will be stepping out of society.
But only if we really choose to.
Yeah, because there's ways around it.
Yeah.
You got like a good 10 years, really, where no one notices if you don't age.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah. I reckon I wouldn't notice. You've got more than that if you just, again, move
depends
down.
Depends how old you are, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you think right now, I mean, yeah, I guess as
30 to 40.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell the difference. Yeah.
But, like, if you're, like, 55 and you still look like the same you did as you're 30, then people will be like, are you a fucking vampire?
Yeah. I would be like, no, I have a lot of plastic surgery.
But and then, like, but no, because you'd look fucked up.
You gotta die eventually, though.
Of plastic
like
surgery.
If you're a human, you do.
Yeah, then everyone that I knew, they would be dead.
Fickle.
And then I just started to make new friends.
Eat them.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Visit them in their last days in hospitals and make it sure it's their actual final day.
Yeah, as opposed to just going to a different high school. Just go to a different job or something.
Yeah, would you?
Or make a different university. Yeah,
I wouldn't lie and say I was 17. Yeah.
Would you turn your loved ones into vampires?
I wanted it.
Douche was thinking about it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't really understand the... I guess the downside is you're condemning them to eternal damnation.
Yeah.
Oh, you have no soul.
Yeah.
Maybe, question mark.
Yeah, it's unclear. Yeah. That's what Edward thinks at any rate.
Yeah, but do I think I currently have a soul? Do I think I would be going to heaven regardless?
We do have, as a vampire, venom.
Yeah.
So that's intriguing. Quite clear.
You can poison people.
Yeah.
That's cool.
How like vampires are... How like snakes... Oh.
I was going to say, the fingernails, toenails, and hair will no longer be able to grow. So, I don't have to waste time cutting my toenails and fingernails.
But if
I have one haircut that's bad, I'm stuck with it. And then I got to maybe shave my head, and then I'm stuck with that.
Every vampire is bald inevitably.
Yeah,
That's so funny.
I have a sweet haircut, and I'm like, this is going to be it. And I'm like, this is the fashion of the era. And then I'm like, what? 4 years pass. So right now, I go and I get a sweet mullet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the haircut.
That's the look.
It's never going to go out of fashion. I mean, two years from now. Ah, shit. Damn.
What if somebody went to, does that mean if somebody, say, you know, the jackass prank where they get the razor and they go buy and like, shave.
That ain't coming back.
So, but if you did that to Edward, his hair's just forever. Yeah. That's so funny. That means inevitably every vampire ends up bald, right?
What do you mean inevitably?
Well, I just mean if you live a long enough time, you're probably going to encounter something that makes you bald.
Well, potentially, or it's just more like out of your choice because you've been cutting it. I don't know. Wait, yeah, that was a crazy. Wait, now let's what?
Encounter something that will make you bald.
Explain yourself.
Fire, or you get your hair caught in machinery.
How many times has your head been on fire?
Not very long, but I haven't even been alive 30 years.
No, that's true. So you think once it's 110, you've done it all?
Well, no, but I mean 100, 200, 300, 400. In that time, there's more time plus, statistically for me to lose all my hair.
I was going to say, the lice could be a problem.
Yeah.
But lice aren't, lice feed on blood.
Which you got none of.
Yeah.
Unless you've been feeding.
Then you got a lot of it.
Then you get heaps of blood in your head. And then you got to shave your head. And then all of a sudden you're a bald vampire.
And that's sick.
Maybe that's what a Nosferatu is. Yeah, that's great.
Two bad haircuts and you're a Nosferatu. Yeah. Is this why perhaps a lot of the vampires, especially like the Volturi, have long, luscious hair?
Yeah, it must
be. Because they're like, I don't know what the fashion's going to be and I don't want to risk it. I don't want to risk it.
You would just keep growing. Oh, you would just grow it out forever, right?
Well, it's not going to grow. It just stays. It does not grow.
You just leave it forever.
Yeah, you just leave it forever. You would never get a haircut. Yeah.
No.
But like I said, inevitably you would end up bald.
But it's the hair that you get turned with.
Yeah.
So you gotta hope you had like.
Imagine your hairdresser bites you mid thing.
Oh no! You gotta shave
straight from the front, bare from the back.
You got it. Then you have to shave a bit.
Or you wear a big cowl so no one can see.
I guess you just become a hat vampire.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the worst would be when they're like you've gone for a buzz cut or something short.
Yeah.
And then you get turned
because you're not getting.
You can't do much because if your hair is like you know Fabio length or Arlo length, it's very much like oh yeah. At least you can do stuff with that.
Yeah,
you can plait it. You can tie it up.
True, good point.
You can kind of do all kinds of things with it. But like
buzz cut, there's nothing, you got no option. You're getting the recourse.
Yeah. You gotta be like, oh, I'm just a buzz cutted vampire.
Well, do you
work with beards as well?
Yeah.
What if you're in the 90s, right?
I know.
And you get that little Van Dyke thing going on.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. That little thing there, and you're like, oh no. Or worse, like
pre-World War II.
Oh yeah, or
what? You say he's stuck with Hitler forever.
Yeah. A little flavor saver.
Shave it.
Yeah.
No, but what if it comes back?
It'll come good in another 100 years. Everyone will be rocking their Hitler. Lucia, I think you're on the wrong side of history.
Because you've either got to be like, right, I like this like facial hair. Or I'm just going to have be clean shaven.
Yeah. You'd go, I mean, like, I think if I became a vampire, I'd shave everything off. Whatever. Get rid of it. Why draw it out? Let's get rid of the heartbreak.
Because
shave
you
it off.
Know you're going to encounter something that's going to make you bald.
Inevitably.
Because if your head's on fire, you'll die. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, fire kills vampires.
Once you've had your head torn off.
You got to get your head torn off, then torn.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Because so you get your arm ripped off and put back, and I think you're fine.
Yeah.
You're hardier than a vampire, like a werewolf. Yeah. Like a werewolf gets like a paw ripped off, it's gone.
It's done. Yeah. So I'm like, I become a vampire, I make a big pyre of fire, push my head in, pull it out, completely shaved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Eyelashes, eyebrows, gone.
I might keep them. I'd probably go bald as well. Mm-hmm. I guess I go clean. I don't like myself clean shaven, but I guess I would grow to love myself clean shaven.
You'd have to. Yeah.
I'd invest in wigs.
You can't see vampires in the mirror, right?
Yeah.
Oh, how am I going to shave?
You can't see shit.
No. Like, oh,
you're like, I guess I have no sense of self. I got rid of all my hair because, you know, I was inevitable and Zamas just got like the worst hat. Yeah, dude. Looks great.
Like, you just go to someone to do it. But then, like, how do. Like, I don't. Surely you wouldn't care because you can't see yourself.
And you're living for millions of years. Who gives a fuck?
Millions of years.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, why? I mean, what's killing you?
But you're not gonna. Yeah. Someone will kill you.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Well, I was going to say that's the unfortunate thing about being a vampire. Someone will kill you. But yeah, you could be like 300 and time would have killed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quadruple times by that.
How long until you're sick of it? Of
being a vampire?
Alive. Yeah, being alive. How long?
Being alive. What? 10, 35 years?
10 years or so from
birth.
Yeah, yeah, pretty quick, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah. So 10 years from now, or 35 years for me from birth.
Yeah, yeah. So you're telling me if I walk out into the sun, these guys will kill me? Yeah. Oh, I've gone for, boys, I'm gone for a stroll.
Shirts off.
Being a werewolf with a regular lifespan is looking pretty good right now, boys, isn't it?
Well, it's what's the guy like who just clearly wants to die?
Oh, yeah, I forget his name. He rules. He's a member of the Volturi where when he's killed in that final scene, he's like, finally. Because his life is hell.
Yeah. Well, that's good to be honest.
Yeah. Again, I guess a good thing of that is that there are easy ways to kill a vampire.
Yeah.
In this, like, not as easy as, say, just stepping into the sun, but easy to be like, well, I'll just step into, like, werewolf territory and they will tear me asunder.
Yeah, absolutely. That's they'll pretty, tear you apart. Yeah.
Break the truce as well, so they come and hunt down your vampire family. It's good.
That's a good fuck you from beyond the grave.
Why are we being punished?
Goodbye, family. Enjoy fighting those wolves. I trained you how to fight wrong on purpose as a joke for me.
So say male vampires can still produce sperm, which is fine, and can still breed.
Hey, guess what? Yeah. Jerking off, still on the cards.
Yeah.
Female vampires apparently cannot. Bit rude, but okay.
That sucks.
Okay, that's just super good. So again, you sparkle in the light,
dope,
diamonds.
Dope, easy.
Mm-hmm. Tight. I don't really...
There don't seem to be many negatives to being a vampire. But
yeah, I don't like the sparkling in the light. That seems cool.
Yeah,
and is that just to distract my predator, like my prey as a predator?
Yeah,
right?
It's dazzling.
I'm dazzling. Whoa. Deer sees this and is like, fuck.
What?
And then I eat the deer. I go underwater, shine like a vitamin D torch or whatever on me. The whale is like, fuck.
Ooh, and then I suck the whale dry.
Suck that whale dry.
I got the stomach just fucking pumping
you
with
are a
blood.
Bloated, you're crawling out onto the sand.
I look like
blood.
A blood clot, but a guy.
Being a vampire is sick.
I'm going to spew blood.
Let's see. Yeah. A bite of a vampire can sever the limbs of an opponent, so I'm going to get bitey.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But, like, what are you doing with the time?
And, again...
what do you mean, what am I doing with the time?
Also, like, I don't need to sleep.
Yeah, that is good.
Travel.
Yeah.
Do whatever I want. Yeah. Stand underwater a bit.
Yeah.
Play video games, watch some movies.
I don't get tired. Oh, my God. I just watch heaps of, movies. Just catch up on all of that.
This podcast would be better.
I don't know if I'd like to do this podcast if you were two vampires and I was a wolf man.
Oh, yeah. You'd be angry because we're in your territory or whatever.
And I'd smell like shit to you. With Andrew Kobe Jackson again.
It's a lot of benefits. I think very similar to the werewolf that we get, like, speed, we get strength. Mm. Senses again, sight, smell, hearing, touch, taste, it's all good.
Yeah.
But no soul, maybe.
No soul, maybe. And we are indestructible. And we have regenerative healing.
Yeah.
And we're flexible.
Hell yeah.
Perfect recall? They're fucking like the Ubermensch here.
It's sick.
But I ever get hot blood.
A family can instantly remember and recall everything they have ever experienced, encountered, or learned since their transformation.
But I get jean shorts.
Yeah. You get to go into bed with our girlfriend.
You could just become like the most learned person. You just like flip through a book like, I got it. I know this shit.
Mm.
So that's something.
I get the benefit of dying of a natural and at a natural end.
Yeah.
You
always snap your neck, age 31.
Pick
you up by a wolf tail, slam you on the ground a bit.
He got too lippy. The podcast got bad.
In terms of, again, lifestyle, vampires usually travel alone or in pairs.
Pairs, there you go. You two can hang out together.
Yeah. Beat up you.
Again, okay. There are exceptions to the rule. So there are certain covens that we see, like the Volturi. I guess for us, as the two Joel vampires, the biggest problem, I guess, is the Volturi. If we fuck off, they get like pissed out off us.
Yeah.
They
might
try and hunt us down. But
do you think they'd be mad you were doing a podcast with a wolf boy?
Yeah.
They'd hate it.
Yeah, they would. They would definitely hate it.
Would they kill me or you?
I think they'd tell us to kill you.
I just don't think I think they wouldn't care.
You get it all fly under the radar.
Are you saying you're a vampire on the show? Nah. Yeah.
Is he the wolf boy that keeps eating dogs?
Yeah. Rules. Yeah.
It's good to see, isn't it? No. What could you mean by that?
So, and like, also we can, I guess, have the ability to be an X-Man. So
yeah.
You don't, as a werewolf, you don't
have.
Yeah. Look, hey,
like,
no.
It's not necessarily guaranteed that we become an X-Man, but at the same time, the chances are higher than yours, which is zero.
Yeah.
And anything is greater than zero.
Yeah.
And so we could feasibly become also an X-Man.
Look, I'll concede defeat. It's bad to be a Wolfman.
Yeah.
Okay. It's funnier.
But, okay, so it's bad in every aspect except comedy and cocking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get to cock the two of you, and it's funny that I'm a wolfman.
Yeah,
but that's funny that you're vampires. No.
But like, you get to cock us if we fall in love with a human.
Yeah.
But if we've fallen in love with a vampire, which I assume we would eventually
I try to cock you, I get thrown the shark.
Yeah. Now you're at our house, we're going
to
eat you.
Hey, babe, do you need to be warm? Yeah. I don't.
I'm going to eat you now.
Plus, it
struck out twice.
I was going to say, we can still enjoy delicious spaghetti bolognese because garlic means shit to us, but we can't eat. So I guess we're not eating.
Yeah.
And give me a big stiff.
Ah, I can spaghetti cock you.
Okay. We can spaghetti cock
you. I come to the front of your house with three big bowls of spaghetti. I go in wolf mode and I just eat so much fucking spaghetti.
And then turn back and feel so sick, but you've won, so you don't care.
So I guess, you know what you could do? You could eat a bunch of spaghetti in front of us and then lie down in a bed and fall asleep and be like, you piece of shit.
We can never do that.
We can never eat.
He's got carb sleep. So I haven't had that in 45 years.
I never get carb sleep. This sucks.
Except a dog that's eaten too much spaghetti. Feels like it will get very sick.
Those eating too much spaghetti going to sleep. I'm like, that thing's not waking up.
What do you think about that, guys?
Yeah, it's sick, man. Do you need a vet?
Yeah.
Hey, hello, the vet. Yeah, we need to just send
a
dog.
It's us again.
Yeah, send a dog ambulance. Maybe just bring down the put down kit.
Like the only negatives of being a vampire is we can't eat spaghetti.
Yeah,
we can't a sleep. I guess we could lie down and close our eyes and have a think.
Yeah,
into like a meditative state.
In many ways, the same as dreaming.
Yeah. You could do like a Muppet spaghetti eat where you just like slam it against your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Don't swallow any of it and then throw it everywhere.
Like or like an actor's like spaghetti eat where I chew and then spit it out.
Yeah,
have like a spit bucket.
It sounds
right. Yeah.
Sounds like the ideal way to enjoy spaghetti. You do, but they don't do shit. They only taste blood now.
Everything's like coated in. Oh, yeah, it would taste bad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. When Bella eats chicken, she's like,
yeah.
So it tastes revolting.
Exactly.
Oh, spaghetti.
Yeah.
No, I would miss it because it'll taste revolting. I'll be like, I'm craving this and I'll have it. I'll be like, and then it'll just change my memories forever.
And then I'll be like, if only this spaghetti was doused in blood and had no spaghetti in it, it was just blood. Then
I was
eating
a bowl of blood right now.
Yeah. Then we go eat the owner of that dog so everyone keeps it quiet.
As you're drinking his blood, you're like, why are we still cleaning up for his messes?
And the only way to kill us is dismembering us then setting us on fire.
Which is hard.
Like apparently if you just set us on fire, we can go for a quick run and that just we're good. But you gotta dismember us first. So I think I see that coming.
And I mean
someone's gonna cut off my head.
And I can die in lots of ways. But the way I'm gonna die is eating spaghetti I die. Yeah.
2 days after becoming a wolf.
Trying to think of other negatives
for being a vampire.
Yeah.
For being a vampire. When you're a newborn, i.e. when you first turn to a vampire, you are the strongest, apparently, you'll ever be.
And insanely hectic and want to eat a person more than anything.
Yeah.
So, so maybe when I'm 300 years old, I might miss that. Like, I miss my youth.
Yeah.
But then I could maybe, I don't know, eat an Olympian, get their sweet blood, and maybe be good again.
Quick blood.
Yeah.
Everyone's skills and talents.
Is in their blood.
And abilities are kept in their blood. Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing because they're healthier as well.
Yeah.
It's better blood,
right?
Yeah.
Or is it more like if I drink like a young child blood? Is that better for me?
Well, yeah, that makes you young or whatever.
Yeah, that makes you young and beautiful again.
Yeah. Well, then I got to do it.
You're eating children, and you're like, man, I wish I had become a wolf man like Jackson. And it just pans over to my tombstone in a pet cemetery. It says, spaghetti dog, R.I.P.
Ate too much spaghetti.
Yeah. I guess we get to experience a lot of and be part of a lot of, I guess, history.
Yeah.
Like, get to fight in, like, a bunch of wars.
Yeah.
And sounds
maybe,
great.
Yeah.
Witness, like, some, like, real good turning points in history. That'd be, like, fascinating, I guess.
I'll tell you what, that sounds exhausting. I'm glad the spaghetti killed me. You eating kids' blood, douche with a Hitler mustache?
Yeah, it's not
what?
Good.
It was a different time.
Yeah, it was pre-World War.
No, you were born post-World War II.
It was a different time. I'm a vampire.
Yeah. I guess the drama of dealing with vampire bullshit seems hectic.
Yeah.
Like, at least with, like, say, the werewolves, like, they're part of the tribe, and because they can read each other's thoughts and that, everyone's kind of, like, in sync and sweet. Whereas with vampires, like, we got one cunt who can read our thoughts. If we got like an Edward and he can be like, don't think that. I'm like, I'm having a private thought.
Yeah, exactly.
About people seeing my tiny penis and me being scared. And now you have to think about you piece
it's
of
a fear
shit.
We all have.
Come on, you're telling me, look me, Edward, look me in the eyes right now and are tell you me you are not scared of the townsfolk seeing your tiny
Washington,
penis.
Seeing a little dick and nuts.
Yeah, and then laughing. You know how uneven they are?
That's crazy.
It's
okay?
So not good. Mine
it's, like
are
two,
so...
it's like two elevators going up a high-rise building.
But never meeting in the middle.
Never once. Edward, show me them. Are yours good?
Pop your little balls out, Edward.
Oh, my
God,
they're perfect. Why didn't I get the perfect nuts?
How do you get the perfect balls, Edward?
Edward, when I got bit by a vampire, I thought that my tiny penis and uneven nuts and square asshole would all be fixed. I was wrong.
This is bullshit. And you're reading my insecurities of my thoughts?
I'm not saying
you.
Any of this out loud. I'm just thinking.
Thinking it aggressively.
And loudly.
Yeah. So that would be like an annoyance thing. But like, what are the stuff for vampires? Just an annoyance? Yeah. I reckon I'm like, I've had enough and I'm just going to go to the woods somewhere. I'll be sweet.
Yeah.
Video games are still cool if you're a vampire, I guess.
Video games don't get worse.
Yeah.
There's not like too many downsides.
Music's
I could
good.
I just kind of do my own thing and become a bit of a recluse.
Yeah. I probably do what Edward does and listen to a lot of music, except not lame music. I'd listen to cool music.
Yeah, listen to cool guy music and watch cool guy films.
Yeah, he's listening to Debussy. I'm out here listening to The Offspring.
Damn, it just goes and lies down in the woods for us.
Yeah, face down.
Face down and has a meditative think.
A vampire like, is sick.
It's unreal. Have fun helping your family or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm listening to The Offspring.
Yeah. I died 3 days into being a wolf, okay? Let's be honest.
Sick from too much spaghetti and that dog he ate.
I ate one dog on day one, and then I was like, I gotta show up those vampire boys I know. I bet they can't eat fucking spaghetti now.
Three huge bowls of spaghetti.
I called fucking the greatest chef in the world, Gordon Ramsay. I said, we gotta make the most spaghetti possible to fucking show up some friends of mine.
He's like, done.
He's like, of course, Jackson, anything for you.
We'll get those fuckers.
Yeah.
He slops out some fucking like dirty spaghetti into like three dog bowls.
Yeah.
Seeing this, Jules? Are you seeing this?
Can you imagine how good this tastes?
You go to our mansion in the woods with our fucking floor to ceiling windows that we could just stare out of.
What's Jackson doing out there?
He looks very sick.
Is that Gordon Ramsay? He's slopping out spaghetti into those dog bowls?
Gordon Ramsay.
He's got like three dog bowls. Maybe we're going to see three wolves. Oh, he's just one wolf.
It's one each for Jackson. That's weird.
Carbs are bad for dogs, yeah?
I don't feel good, Gordon Ramsay. Keep eating.
He's dragged out a dog bed.
Slowing down? You're a fucking disgrace.
When you come to me and you say you want to eat some fucking spaghetti, I expect to see you eat some fucking spaghetti.
God, I don't think dogs meant to do this.
Just whimpering.
You're not a dog. You're a wolf man.
Don't make me crack my whip. This truly is a kitchen from hell.
You two in the window like, I don't know what the fuck is
just
happening.
Just like closing the blinds.
This is not about us anymore.
As you curl up onto a dog bed. Gordon, are they jealous? Tell me they're
Gordon,
jealous.
Gordon, are they watching? Are they... Shut up. Okay.
No.
Now sleep like the dog you are.
How did I get myself into this situation?
Should have called someone nice.
That was my mistake. Yeah.
Die in your sleep doing little stinky wolf farts.
Little wolf farts? Disgusting.
Turns out the person farting was you.
Wow.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. And remember, the lion should not fuck the lamb. And this has been another episode of Plum Light. See you next week for another episode of Plum Light. Plumbing the Death Star's second ever miniseries.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Do you want more of this bullshit but don't want the commitment of Sans Pants Plus? I get it. Too many shows, a good chunk of them are D&D, and I don't know if you know this, but that shit is for nerds, and RSS feeds are confusing as all hell. So we've teamed up with Acast to provide a plumbing sampler. For $5 a month, you get a monthly bonus episode not available on the regular feed, as well as our monthly What If show that was, until now, only available to Sans Pants Kings. That's 2 extra episodes a month, an increase of 50% more bullshit. You also get episodes without any dynamic ad insertions and the undying gratitude of one of the hosts of your choice. Just head to plus.acast.com/s/plumbingthedeathstar, or there's a link in the show notes which will be a lot easier to navigate. Once again, that URL I just said.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.